Have you ever felt displaced? Maybe it was a time when you moved from one place to another and you couldn't remember what box anything was in. You kept reaching for the wrong light switch, or you just couldn't memorize your new postal code. Maybe it was a move you couldn't plan for and you left something behind, or you didn't say goodbye. Somehow you felt you weren't at home. Have you ever felt displaced in a new job, or maybe an old job that doesn't fit you anymore? Or a time when you used to work, but now you don't, and you're not sure how that makes you who you are anymore? Somehow you felt you weren't fully yourself. Maybe you have felt displaced by someone else. You've been pushed aside by someone's words or actions, or by a group's disregard for your feelings. You have felt unheard, unaccepted, unvalued, unworthy, and you have slipped to the edges of where you once felt safe. There is a sense of displacement that comes with loss. When someone we love should still be there in the house, or on the other end of the phone, or answering the questions that they always understood best. Somehow the world has been turned around. Somehow we feel displaced. Through Ezekiel, God speaks to the displaced. This is what God says: I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As shepherds seek out their flocks when they are among their scattered sheep, so I will seek out my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places to which they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. God will not just stand waiting on a watchtower with binoculars. God is an active search and rescue team, going into the places that we're not sure we recognize, that don't quite feel like home, that fill us with unanswered questions, and God will be there. I once knew an elderly woman, Susie, who still came to church regularly despite her encroaching dementia. If you would meet her in the foyer and shake her hand, she didn't mind admitting her sense of displacement. Except instead of asking, "Do I know you?" I found it interesting that she always asked, "Do you know me?" As if she wasn't concerned about whether she remembered, but as long as I knew who she was, then that would be all right. Ezekiel prophesied to the people of Judah while they were in exile, displaced from their homes, their land, their worship, the places that told them who they were and who God was. How could they believe that they had ended up in this place, the people whom God loved? What had gone so terribly wrong? As Ezekiel's words turn to hope, and God says, "I will bring you out from the peoples and gather you from the countries and will bring you into your own land," I imagine the people of Judah a little bit like Susie. They're far from home, feeling the weight of having turned from God and seeing this shepherd come out into the wilderness. And the lost sheep ask, "Do you still know me? Do you want to know me? After all I've done or been through, you're still here for me?" And God says, "I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I will make them lie down. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed. I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak. But the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them with justice." It matters to God when we feel pushed to the margins and no longer at home with ourselves or with God. And God will be there, not always with quick fixes. God promised to gather the exiles, but historically it was still decades before the restoration of Jerusalem. But God says, "I will find you and gather you and strengthen you and feed you with justice." Our sensibility sometimes causes us to cringe at biblical passages of judgment, although we spent all last fall with the minor prophets, so maybe we're heartier here. I remind you that these words about God's judgment are part of what an oppressed people need to hear about God's love and justice. Theologian Miroslav Volf has said that the non-judgmental God is the God of the American suburbs. I take that to mean everything is just fine here on the surface. Stop making a fuss and pointing fingers at police brutality or men who assault women or indigenous communities who don't have safe water. The non-judgmental God is the God of the American suburbs. If we cringe at judgment, then perhaps we need some honest self-reflection on whether we are the strong sheep or the weak sheep, the privileged or the ignored. Ezekiel doesn't shy away from judgment. Judgment as an action that forms a people into a community in relationship with God. The so-called strong sheep who received the harsh warnings here are Israel's leaders, who walked all over the flock and took everything for themselves. But God says to comfort the people, "I will save my flock, and they shall no longer be ravaged. And I will judge between sheep and sheep. I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God. And my servant David shall be prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken." The exile was real as our experiences of being displaced from home or self or purpose or goals. And Israel had to contend with their understanding that in their exile, they were brought face to face with their own misguided paths, that in some way they had chosen their own exile. But exile was not what God wanted for them. And however you have been scattered or displaced, unsure whether there is still someone out there who truly knows you, this word of God is for you. "I myself will be the shepherd of the sheep. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed." God sees and cares and reaches out. And in God, we are invited to be at home. Whether we're lost or hiding or disoriented or pushed away, God finds us where we are and draws us in. We're on the edge of the Advent season when we at the same time celebrate and anticipate God coming to find us where we are in the flesh and blood and life of Jesus. We have been drawn into his life. We heard how Paul wrote about the immeasurable greatness of God's power for us who believe, according to the working of God's great power. God put this power to work in Christ in raising him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. It is power that we can't quite comprehend that allows us to be found and drawn in from any corner in which we find ourselves, from any depths to which we've sunk, from any distance we have traveled. God will be the shepherd of the sheep and will feed us all with justice. Let's pray. God, our shepherd, do you know us? Do you know what we have done and where we've been? Do you know when we have laughed and when we have cried? Yes, you do know us. You love us. And you will find us, bring us home, and bind up our wounds. We love you. Amen.